Hello.
No.
Boker Tov, very sorry about the delay there. It's almost afternoon, it's so late. The Seder, apologize about that. Fine. So yesterday we put a very hot yisod on the table. The yisod that, just 1 second. The 2,000 years of Torah, which we never lived through, but which we'll see why we need to have had that. Well, why was that so chashuv? If the Ika Avoida is the 2,000 years of Ikzer Mashiach, the 2,000 years of Torah is where the Chosen, remember we're trying to understand this relationship between Knesset Yisrael and Hashem as the relationship of Reyosi. We saw Ben, and now we're dealing with Reyosi. So that relationship as Ishtoi, there's two sides to that relationship. There's Hashem and the 2,000 years of Torah. He was Magal himself, and he showed all his ways. He showed Klal Yisrael who he is, what he's prepared to do for them. And in such a matzav, it was kahaka gigis. They were muhrach. They were forced. They couldn't say no. You're so close to the truth. You're so close to seeing the MS. So then you lose your bechira in a matzav like that. You know. So there we needed a matzav to be created where the color can show that she really wants a relationship unconditional. You know, she really wants that relationship. Because without that, then we don't know. Maybe she just wants a relationship because she's getting so much back. She's seeing Hashem. There's Kriyas Yamsuf and there's Asinai and there's the Beis Hamikdash. But matzav kaze ein bechira. As achshav, we get an opportunity to mitzad the kala, to show that she really wants a relationship irrespective. That means a kolish bochu took klal Yisrael at mem tesharet tuma, so there's no taina mekachtos. But now we need the color to take the chosen. When the chosen kiviyochol, so to speak, is in mem teshari tumachat. But he's hidden. He's not here. He's not doing all the gewaldic things for us. We're going through 2,000 years of Gehenna, and yet we're still loyal to the chosen. That's where the color gets to show her appreciation. It's a bit. There's a maisa. There's a friend of mine. He took a whole lot of gvirim to see Rabbi Aaron Leib. He brought some of his donors from South Africa. They did a tour here, so they took him to Rabbi Aaron Leib. One of the guys was a massive, massive wealthy guy, unbelievably wealthy guy, but he was not married. He was already in his 30s and he wasn't married. So they asked Rabbi Aaron Leib if he could have a brocha for this guy to have a shidduch. So Rabbi Aaron Leib said, I don't understand. Why aren't you married? You're a very eligible bachelor. You should be. Rabbi Aaron Leib had a very sharp sense of humor. They said, but I don't understand. Why don't you get married? I'm sure there must be girls lining up to marry you. What's the problem? So the guy said, yeah, but how do I know that she want to marry me because of me? Maybe she just wants to marry me because of the money. So Rabbi Aaron Leib said, that's easy. Give me all your money. You can go get married. You know, without missing a beat. You just give me all your money. I know what to do with your money. You don't know what to do with your money. I know how to build Torah with your money. So it's the same vote. That's the vote here. Maybe the color is running off to the chosen because of Makkas and Kriyas Yamsufs and Ten Nisim in the Beis Hamikdash. How do you know? If you take away all the money, and now go get married for without the money. Okay. So that's the Yesod, yeah, and that's really the Yesod of Golos. That's the whole Yesod of Golos, not the whole Yesod. We don't know what the Yesod of Golos is, but that's what we're saying, yeah, is a big part of what the Yesod of Golos is. It's for the color, mitzad the color, to show her dedication when things are not going so good. Fine. So that's what we got up to yesterday. That's a lot of what Shir HaShirim is. That's the whole back and forth, the dialogue taking place in Shir HaShirim, a lot of that. Okay. So on the Ayin Hay, we go like this. Ishtoi kegufoi b'chira chofshit. Kaim maimed noisef lo isa kesha ava. There's another aspect, there's another level of this kesha, this relationship of love between us and Hashem. Umedamba maimed omuk v'niskot. This is a very, very transcendent, very, very deep understanding. Akesha ben shnei bnei azug nikra b'fi chazal ishtoi kegufoi. We have a concept that has halachic ramifications as well, not just the stam, this thing called ishtoi kegufoi. Yeah, you've all heard it, you all know what it means, everyone understands it all. We have to try and understand this in the context of what we're talking about.
Where
Well, again, we understand what it means ishtei kegufa in Torah terms, in halachic terms. Yeah, I'll give you one halachic ramification. You can be mate your wife's nedarim on erev Rosh Hashanah. You know we do our Torah nedarim we do on erev Rosh Hashanah. So on erev Rosh Hashanah you can do a Torah nedarim. You can do a Torah nedarim for yourself, and you can also do it for your wife. You can't do it for your daughter. I'm not going into the whole story now. Why can you do it for your wife? Because ishtei kegufa, you don't need shlichus. There's no shlichus involved. Because it's ishtei kegufa. We'll discuss. I'm not going into daughters now. There's no shlichus. I'm just saying. I know everybody does. I'm doing this for my wife and my daughters. And daughters. Azov, you can't do it for your daughters. Anyway, I'm not going into that now because we're going to get sidetracked. I want to just stay on the focus here. But that's one of the things, though, that you can do it for your wife because ishtei kegufa. There's no shlichus. I'm just saying that's one of the halachic aspects of this ishtei kegufa. But what does that mean when we're talking about the relationship I have with Hashem? This relationship ishtei kegufa zelo shaykh bichlal when we're talking about Hashem ishtei kegufa. What does that mean? Atshuv lakachi yecholos habechira chofshis. Ishtei kegufa in the relationship between Klal Yisrael and Hashem is the sugya of bechira chofshis. What does that mean? Mareches hayechasim bein habaal liishtei o pi hashkofes hatoyri mareches yechasim shel shova b'shova. The relationship, the system of relationship between a husband and a wife is a system where the relationship is shove b'shove. Val einu metzaves ishtoi velo poker aleya, vadesh einu yoichel kfois aleya la'asos et zetzoyne. The husband can't command his wife and can't tell her what to do. He can't force her to do his will. Hem chayim yachad, chayim mushutofim. Lo hu godol mimene velo hi gadoyle mimenoi. He's not bigger than her, she's not bigger than him. There are certain things where it's advisable for the husband to listen to the wife, for the wife to listen to the husband. The MS, you can't force your wife to do anything, and she can't force you to do anything. The shover b'shover. It's some kind of a, it's not a shutfus really, but for the purpose of discussion, let's call it a shutfus. Marriage is not a shutfus, but let's call it a shutfus, okay? But moshel ha'nesuyin al knesi yisirayin ha'makorosh boruch hu kaimus oisam ha'rechi chesalsim kevi'yochel b'chir chofshis. This aspect of the marriage, if you apply it across to the relationship wherever the Kodesh Baruch Hu, in Bechira Chofshis, is lo hu godol mimene, velo hi gadoyle mimene. He's not bigger than us, and we're not bigger than him. Ishtoi kegufa. Wow, he's not bigger than me, and I'm not bigger than him. What are you talking about? I see a chodes Bechira, gadoyle v'nizgover, she'askeinu bo b'tchilose dvareini. This ability that we have, this Bechira, this unbelievable, I don't know what words to use. There's no words to describe Bechira that we dealt with right in the beginning here. Hi hamaftech lekesha nisuin. That's the key to understanding this nisuin. Zu yochodes ha-Bechira shebo ishtamesh Adam HaRishon l'ra v'ros es-oilam. It's that Bechira chofshis that Adam HaRishon used to destroy the world. The Ramot she'eloi al kol ha-sibes shebem lo la-sois kein. If you're a betting man, you would have betted on Adam HaRishon not to mess up, for sure. How did he mess up? He heard it from Hashem himself. All you have to do is 1 hour, eat whatever you want, just one tree, don't go near. That's all. Just you can eat all the trees in the world. You can do whatever you want. You've got everything you want, just one tree, just that little tree over there, down there, whatever. He heard it from Hashem himself. He was Kodesh V'tor. We don't understand who Adam HaRishon was. His Yetzer Hara was external. It was an external battle with the forces of evil. And I would have betted on him to be successful. That was the Bechira. So you see, Yechodes Bechira, Shabbo Yishtamash Avram Avinu, Kedai Livnois Mechadash, Esoilam. Avram Avinu, you would have banked Avram Avinu to be successful? Never. He had nothing going for him. Ramotche Mitzad Metzava, Mamode Yishi, Loa Yisi, Lo Kamat Efshut Lasoisois. He was a Beneda. He was grown up in a world where everybody was completely lost the plot. You know, everyone's in Avodah Zorah, whatever, the powerful forces, his whole home, his whole upbringing, his whole support system was Bala Avodah Zorah. Himself was conceived in Tumah. What chance did he have? Elul Adam Arishon. What chance didn't he have? We have no idea what Adam Arishon before the Chet looked like. No idea. He was living in the world that we dove into. That's where he was, that's where he was hanging out. The Malachim wanted to dove into him because they mistook him for Yud Kei Vav Kei. The Malachim, who know what's going on. They messed up with him. That's how great he was. Yeah, that's Bechira. That's Bechira. You never can bet when it comes to Bechira. Bechira is unpredictability. In its essence, that's what it is. You never know. Because it's Bechira. It's not determined by any pre-existing sources. It's not driven by any pre-existing causes. So you can never predict. Someone who's really using his Bechira, you can never predict. That's what makes Gedolei Yisrael so unpredictable. Because it's Bechira. The Baal Bechira is always unpredictable by definition. That's the definition of Bechira, unpredictability. Torah-tuned unpredictability, of course. Not just wildly off the wall. But if it's Bechira, that means there's a new creative moment happening here. So how are you going to predict that? That's the Bechira that Klal Yisrael used after Ma'amad HaSinai. Bnei Yisrael also is Egel Azav. Huh? How did that happen? That's Bechira. One second. You stood at Asina a few minutes ago. You saw Hashem revealing himself, saying, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, your neshama left your goof, you had to be revived. You know, you went through Kriyas Yamsuf, Esamakas, whatever, and now this little getchkel, this little statue, whatever it was, we don't know what it was, but this is what took you out of Mitzrayim. We have no idea what was taking place. We don't know what was going on with the Chet HaEgel. Adonai is govim itanu, it's way beyond us. But what we can learn, we'll learn. I mean, how? I don't understand. They saw into the Shemayim. They saw into the heavens. They saw my Sabreshis. They saw everything. They saw Hashem, Kiviyachol. Achrei Sheshomo is Kol Hashem Adabeim on Ponim B'Ponim Mitoich Ha'esh. Ponim B'Ponim, Hashem's talking to them. They all became Nevi'im. Keitzelim Noflu, Me'igre Rama Lebir Elami Kusukuzu. How did they go from there down to here? So soon, at Shemar Shebein Elenas, Lishbos Haluchos. Broke the Luchos. Whatever, I mean, that's Shiris Haluchos. Shiris Haluchos was Maisei Elokim. Hashem made the Luchos and Moshe broke them. That's Bechira. That's the Koyach of Bechira. Don't underestimate it. Chazal revealed to us what they revealed to us from those unbelievable moments. When Moshe Rabbeinu broke the luchos, very important to you to understand from many aspects. So Chazal explained to us like this. When Moshe Rabbeinu broke the luchos, you look at the last pasuk in Chumash as well there with the Rashi, It mentions three things that Moshe did, and it seems the greatest thing Moshe did from the Rashi there anyway is that he broke the luchos. That was the pinnacle of Moshe Rabbeinu's career as the manig of Klal Yisrael, was he broke the luchos. John Shodron has all asik on there, why that was such the most choshuva thing. But let's see what Chazal say first. Akosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu after he broke the luchos, Yofi asita sheshibata. Beautiful. You did the right thing. You broke the luchos. I'm very proud of you. Guns good gaton. You did that very well. Thank you very much. Rav Shmuel ben Nachman, the Shem Rav Yochanan. So Rav Shmuel ben Nachman said in the name of Rav Yochanan, Haluchos say yoichin shisha tvochim v'reichvan shleisha. The luchos were six tvochim, but three tvochim, yeah? V'ayim Moshe tofus betofchaim. Moshe held on to the bottom two tvochim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tofchaim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu held on to the top two tvochim. There was two tfochim in the middle beemtzah, right? That's six. Two for Moshe, two for Hashem, and two in the middle. Kiven sha'osu Yisrael oisa maisa, since Klal Yisrael did that chet, that maisa, b'gish ha'kosh bochu l'choytfa miday shel Moshe, miyodah shel Moshe. Hashem wanted to grab the luchos back away from Moshe. I'm just asking nicely, please, can I have the luchos back? Let me grab it. Come to Moshe and say, excuse me, Moshe, listen, I wanted to give you the luchos, but Klal Yisrael just did chet ha'egel. It's nice, you have to give them back to me, no? But that's my part of the deal. Please, can I have my luchos back? Well, don't ask, just take them. I mean, what's the problem? No. Hashem wants to grab them. The Govri Yodosh Shal Moshe V'chot from Imenu. No. Moshe says, sorry, Hashem. You're starting up with the wrong guy, yeah? No, Moshe Rabbeinu overwhelms Hashem and he grabs them away from Hashem. Hu shekosu meshach v'roim ulekol ayad ha'chazok yesh shalm al yod dibat alei minoy. The Yerushalmi there, the translation is Shalom ye liyad she's gabra alai. Peace to the hand that overwhelmed, that overstrength me. That's Hashem says. Okay, so you understand that you don't understand. If you understand that you understand, you don't understand. That's for sure. You understand, you don't understand. What's going on here? He asks, I think, 5 questions on this stickle Chazal. You shall mean tainus if you want to go have a look at the Perek Dalet. First question: where did Moshe Rabbeinu get the oz, the koyach, the chutzpah, so to speak, to argue with Hashem? That's number one. Number two, Ketzad unitzech kiviyochel es aboyer yisbarach. How did he win? You want to argue with Hashem, but how did he win? You know, it's like Avraham Avinu saying to Hashem, sorry, you're not going to destroy Stein. I'm sorry, just 1 second. What are you doing here? If I can find 50 people, you're not destroying Stein. Hashem says, fine. He gets down to 10. Hashem says, okay, there's not even 10. I'm destroying Stein. Avraham Avinu stands up and says, no, you're not. I'm standing in the breach and I'm not letting you destroy Stein. You can do what you want, but you're not destroying Stein. But Avraham Avinu would. Hashem just can't. He can't get it. That's what it'd be like. What are you talking about? Hashem wants the Luchos back. So he gets them back. If he didn't want them back, why is he grabbing them? Why does Moshe Rabbeinu want the luchos? Klal Yisrael is not fitting to get them. He understands that. Hashem wants them back because Klal Yisrael did the ched. Now they're not, those luchos rishon that they were supposed to get, they're not matim lem anymore. Now they need luchos sheni. Luchos rishon doesn't work for Klal Yisrael anymore. This is question number 4. If Moshe Rabbeinu wanted the luchos so badly because he was prepared to fight a Kodesh Baruch Hu over it, as why did he break it? You know, you fight with somebody to get something, you get it, you break it. Because, well, what do you care if it's broken? Hashem takes it back. And the fifth question is, why did Hashem say thank you that you broke it? Hashem wanted them broken, he could have just broken them. You fight to get them back. The whole fight, can you imagine? There's this whole fight going on with Moshe Rabbeinu and Kosh Bocha over the Luchos. Hashem wants the Luchos. Moshe wants the Luchos. Eventually, Moshe overpowers Hashem and he gets Luchos and he breaks them. Hashem says, well done, you broke them. There's an Iraq more, ktsat, you know, even children in the sandpit don't come up with wacky responses like that. There's something not understood here. Yeah, for space, we don't understand. This is a Chazal. Okay. I hope we have time for this. Just get the moshel, young man. We will work it through tomorrow. We don't have enough time for all of this today. Sorry, I started late. I apologize. You have a king. He marries a simple woman. Takes a simple, poshut woman. No yichus, no royalty, no family, whatever. He promises that before they get married, he promises that after the wedding, she will have the same koyach as him. She will do whatever she wants. She'll be like the king. She'll have the same power as the king. Not more, not less. Whatever the king can do, she'll be able to do. Totally. So now they come to the chuppah. He sticks out the ring of the kiddushin. Himoshites etzba kedela kabla. She sticks out a finger. You know, you put out your finger to get the ring. And he's just about to say that mekudeshesli v'lepeta b'tekede kach yorekes akala b'fnei achosim. As he's about to put the ring in her finger, she spits at him. She spits at him. The king. V'noicha chutz ba'ozus she'ovru es kol ha'gvulot. Besides the ozus, the chutzpah that breaks all the boundaries, you're under the chuppah, your husband, the king, and you spit at him. Wow. Right, so Hassan lekaches et tabat b'chazon, but there's a kedushin. You understand? The king wants to take the ring back and bottle the kedushin. He's not happy about this. Ula makala mitametzes lochus tabat. She closes her finger. She's not giving him the ring back. Not interested. She's fighting for the ring. Ve'edu manichelo litole samimeni. She doesn't let him take the ring. At the end of the day, the kala wins and she keeps the ring. And she notifies the choson azoy. Hatabat beyodi, vanira escho. The ring's in my hand, and I'm your wife. The kiddushin was chal. And afterwards, she takes the ring and she shatters it on the ground. I don't know how you do that, but I need to be worth a shovel prut. I don't know what, but anyway, but she breaks the ring. It's a marshal. It's a very clever woman, this. She didn't lose her mind. She had a very, very unbelievable plan here. Listen to this. She wasn't being chutzpah just to be chutzpah. She wasn't some low life that just didn't know how to behave. She had a very, very, very good reason for doing what she did. When the king told her, you'll be like me, la kol dover, yeah? Whatever, you'll have my power, you'll be equal to me. She wants to know, how, are you right? Are you serious? I want to prove it. I want to prove it. You know, politicians, they say one thing, they mean another thing. Who was the king? Who, maybe not. I want to know, am I really, really equal partners here? Mesupekes. She was doubting. Do I really have freedom? Do I really have rulership over the kingdom? Can I really do whatever I want? Do I have the power that he has? She was the super. Now she's going to do something very, very extreme. She's going to spit at the chosu. And then Amai says, "He toy chalib choin beemes at kama he bides bechiru chovshis veim avtachosa." You know, Amina. Now she can see. Am I really about bechirus? Is what he promised me, emes. I can do whatever I want. So I did whatever I want. I tested it. I did the most absurd thing in the world. And he has to makabel because that's what he agreed. To understand how this marshal applies to Nimshal or whatever, first have to spend some at the Cheta Egel. I wanted to prove. Can I really mishtachare? Can I free myself up and become completely dependent on Kodesh Baruch Hu? Truly, he can. The answer is yes. Haim, I must go pass this. Let's stop here because this has to be built and developed more. I want to go into this is the whole Nakudiya. This is the whole Yusod, the 2,000 years of Golas, is this moment in Klal Yisrael's history by the Chet Ha'egel. We'll carry that on tomorrow. Really past 10. We'll develop this tomorrow. Moedik. Think about the marshal a little bit as you go through the day. See if you've got any questions, how you look at it. But that shtickle Gemara in Yerushalmi needs to be understood. Unbelievable what's going on there. Hashem's fighting and Moshe's fighting and Moshe wins and then he breaks it. Hashem says, well, then you broke it. That needs an understanding how that applies to us, not just for Torah, I mean, for an askishmak of war. You see what you do with that. Okay. Have a good day, Rabbi Sah. Take good care.